Yeah. Bob and Carol. How are you guys? Good. Father, I thank you for my brother and sister. I just bless them in the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you for the season in their lives. Father, as they've coming around, Lord God, and just, Lord, there's just a fresh new hunger. I see that you've always been hungry for the Lord. You've always wanted God. And it's almost like you've been in this stage of hunger and thirst and hunger and thirst. But it's always, it's almost like it's real. But it's almost like it's just been the same kind of hunger and thirst. But God said he's about to bring a new spin to it because this is a new year. It's a year of new things. And I'm going to show you even a new dynamic way in your worship and your praise to me. God says, as you continue to do that, and as you've continued to be faithful, know, says the Lord, that you are opening new doors and new portals in the realm of glory. God says, I've heard your prayers. I've heard your worship. I've collected it, and it's pleased me. And now, says Lord, I'm going to take you even deeper. I'm going to show you even in a new way how worship. It's like you have an understanding of worship and praise, but God's about to bring a revelation, because this is a year of revelation as well, that God's going to release that to you. And you're going to see worship in a new way as if you had never seen it before. And as you begin to move in that, you're going to open new portals and new doors. Just new things are going to happen even in your life and even in your family this year, says the Lord. God says, same thing for my brother, don't be afraid to ask the difficult questions. Just go ahead and say, Lord, why? Lord, why? And then I hear say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? It's almost like for a time, it's like you were questioned. And it's not bad to question because it's reverential, of course. You've wanted to know. But here the Lord say that you're on a need-to-know basis. And you don't always have to know. You don't have to know. But no, God says, I'm with you. I'm for you. And I am your rear guard. But in those times where, Lord, why? Now I hear the song is changing. It's, Lord, what can I do? Lord, what can I do? What can I do? And now it's just a little shift, but it's going to mean a whole lot. And in that, God is going to say, oh, okay, now we're getting someplace. And now God is going to even answer those questions that you didn't have. It's like you had questions you didn't want to ask, but God is going to answer them anyways. This is a very special year for both of you. As you continue together in that place that I've called you as a couple, as you continue to seek me corporately together and even in your own, God says new portals of glory are going to be released even in your home and in those around you. I see you now ministering in small groups, and I see you taking that glory to other couples and other families, and I see you ministering in houses and with those groups and with families, just like a model of what the Christian marriage should be. This is what it's like. This is what a family should be like. And this is why, because God is at the helm of our marriage and of our home, and I see God opening doors for you to minister to other families from your experience or from the anointing that's on your lives. Get ready, this is a year where God's going to open up all those doors, but it's going to start small in the small group settings and families, and even with husbands and even with wives together as a family, but both of you ministering separate that way as well, says the Lord.